Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to episode number 7 of Life Illustrated. My name is Damaris. Life Illustrated, as I always say, is an inspirational podcast series where I use down-to-earth stories and relatable illustrations to teach life's greatest lessons. So as I'm recording this podcast, my mind is just beating fast because Nigeria will be playing against Algeria later this evening, and I am just like, God, please, though, this is semi-finals. Let us get to the finals. Let us win this cup, please, by God's grace. You know, when we first started, I did not, you know, this kind of thing that you don't just put your mind. You just be like, okay, let's go and play. That was small. We started winning, and there's actually a chance. So I am really praying and somehow nervous for the game later this evening, but I hope that it all turns out well and that we win. I want us to win, please, by the grace of God. Okay, so rain is threatening to fall right now, but that will not stop me from recording this podcast. Never. So, was it day before yesterday? Some days ago, this past week, I happened to pass by my former street where I lived for about, I think we were on that street for about 7 years. I lived on that. So I happened to just go through that road, and I was able to see where my former house was, where my former, you know, everything that my whole childhood kind of was built on. I was able to go there. And I was just passing by, but it was a whole flood of emotions that day. Okay, first of all, the house has been renovated, changed. I could not even believe. If not that I just know the exact spot where the house is, I would never have guessed that that was where my former house was actually situated. It has changed. It has been so renovated, like a skyscraper, so high, a very tall building, very big gates, and just shining, looking so cool. I'm like, wow. I still remember the company that was almost like opposite my house. It was still there. There was a guest house still close to the place, but everything has changed. God, as I moved, I was like, man, the woman that used to sell close to my junction, she's not there again. There so many, like, every new faces everywhere, new shops everywhere, new schools everywhere. I'm like, God, this place has just, if not that, it's just my memories that are in my head. You would never have guessed that that's where I actually stayed in. And I just reminisced. I was like, oh, I remember when I used to come home from school trekking as a day student back then. Remember all my friends, how we'll buy something on the road and be eating as we're coming back. I remember, you know, where we used to grind beans, where we used to grind tomato. I remember Christmas. Like, the memories were just coming like that, and I was like, man, life really changes and things really change. And even if I go there and I'm like, yeah, okay, I used to stay on the streets and everything, I'm like, okay. We don't know you, so just. But there was actually, I was so excited. I saw one man, a chemist that used to sell drugs. You know, he sold everything. That man sold drugs. He sold bread. He sold. If you can eat there. It's the pharmacy shop. Everything was just wrapped in one supermarket. So we used to call him Doctor. So I still saw Doctor was still there. I was so excited. I said, at least something that. It's still the same way I left it. It was just cool. I want to talk about change, and I don't really have an outline or anything I wrote down. I think there are little things I can take from my experience, because it was quite emotional for me. Somehow, all the memories just started coming back, and somehow I wish that it was still the same. You know, I wish that I could just, even if just for a second, let me just relive all those moments of the hairdresser's salon where I used to go to, and they were just all those chukwu that we used to plait and telephone wire, and everything has just changed. Everything is different, and it's like you want to strip me of those memories. You get, yeah. So that experience got me thinking, you know, and I some wise sayings or quotes that I've heard before just resonated in my mind as I thought about the whole, you know, wanting things to stay the same and all of that. So the first thing that came to my mind is the fact that life is always changing. Life will not, it will not stop changing. It will not stop evolving. It will not remain stagnant. The fact that, you know, this is your experience for now, the fact that this is what you're going through for now, does not mean it's always going to be like that. The fact that there are some people that are in your life now does not mean they're always going to be there. I'm not saying they're going to leave you or anything, but even friendships evolve. I have a friend that, remember, in back then in university, you know, we just stay together, we eat anything, we just come back at anything later at night, just cook one kind of indomie like that, we gist, we laugh, we watch film on her laptop, pretend I want to go for night class. We won't go for the night class. You just had a very interesting way of living back then. But right now she's married and she has a child, and you know, she's doing so well in her own sphere. We are still very close friends, but our friendship has matured, has evolved. We can't go back to that. There's no way I can say, please, can you leave your husband's house and let's go and chill and eat indomie and watch film on your laptop again. I don't know if that laptop is still existing. But that was a phase in our friendship, and it's gone forever because life has changed, because things have changed, because her responsibilities and my responsibilities have changed as well. So life will not stop changing. I'm just starting to accept that, because sometimes I always feel very, you know, bad, like things are changing. Okay, I have to leave this place, I have to move to this new city, I have to start doing things differently, or just some kind of changes. And I sit down and say, I wish it remained the same. It's okay to feel nostalgic and feel a little bit homesick, or feel or just want what is comfortable, but it's best when you just have it at the back of your mind that life will not stop changing. It won't. The best that we can do is to determine the kind of people we will be as life evolves. Or we can, a better way to put that is, we can choose how we handle the changes that life brings to us. We can decide if we're going to be better people, if in this new phase where we see ourselves, we're actually going to be better or we're going to be worse. That's what I believe we can choose, or we can decide whether we're going to be bitter or better, whether we're going to be, you know, better for it or just stuck with the past. And I think sometimes we are stuck with the past because it's what we are familiar with, especially when we've had a lot of good memories, yes. And you know, compared to the future, the past is more comfortable, and it's something that we are more inclined to embrace. But the future is like a blank check, you know. It's like, okay, make new memories, okay, do new things, experience more adventures, and it's just open like that. And sometimes I believe it can be a little bit scary. So usually when we've had very good memories of the past, we might want to always hang on to that because we don't know if the future is always going to be as good as our past was. Somehow, I think that happens in our subconscious. And so we are not ready to change as life changes. That's why I believe sometimes you see people that, it's like they get angry with you when they see that you've grown. Maybe take, for example, a wild example would be, maybe you see some of your primary school mates, right, or secondary school mates later in life when you're done with university, you're working, and perhaps they want to, I know it's good to reminisce,
and to remember, oh, these are the fun times that we had together, and this is how we were, and this is how you used to dress, and this is how you used to look. But when people, or when even us, you know, somehow in our minds we're like, when we see that people have grown and they were not the same people we used to know them to be, somehow I believe we feel like they are betraying that memory by growing up, or betraying that memory. I don't know how to explain it though, but it's like they should remain what we used to know them to be. And that's not a healthy way to see things. We should always be excited when we see people grow. We should always be excited when we grow, when we get better. We should not just expect that, okay, the exact way you left somebody 4 years ago is going to be the same way the person is going to be. Please, the person has gone through a lot of experiences. The person has engaged in a lot of, you know, life has changed for the person. So you don't expect the person to still be, maybe if you expected the person to be very, and maybe the person was timid or not composed or untidy or scattered or talks too much or like that, or and you just believe that, okay, somehow if the person has changed, you're not like, why did you change? It's like the person is losing himself. No, life is always changing and people will change as well. And we too are changing. It's just that we will not know because we are ourselves. So you hardly notice your own growth most times. So it's people that usually notice it for us. All I'm saying in a nutshell is that life never stops changing. And the best thing we can do is to embrace change. Don't fight it because it will always come. It's good to reminisce. It's good to go to your old neighborhood, your old school, and see what life used to be. But you must understand that you're doing a lot better than you were before. And the future still has a lot, a whole lot to offer. A whole lot, a whole is a beautiful future in front of each and every one of us. So let's not be so drawn or tied to what used to be so awesome in the past that the future is what we are. You just feel like, no, I wish life was the same. I wish things were the same. No, it should be better. And we should be able to let go of what is good now for what's better. We should be able to let go of what was better to get what is the best. Then the second quote that came to my mind when I was coming back from my my trip is, make the best out of every moment. I know it's a cliche, everybody says it one now and then, and most times they say it as an excuse to, or when they say live in the moment, it's an excuse to just spend all your money, or all these kind of quotes that inspire you to be wasteful. But that's not what I'm trying to say here. But I really mean it. You should make the best out of every moment. The future is ahead of everybody, but the asset that you have is your now. Your now is what you can see, is what is tangible, is what is available. Now, okay, yes, you might have great plans for the future, but you're not in the future yet. I'm not saying you should not have plans, but enjoy the journey, okay? Enjoy your journey. Enjoy where you are on the way to where you're going. Because I think sometimes subconsciously, I was talking with my friend a few days ago, and she was just mentioning some things about how many times we, shout out to Dorcas by the way, awesome, about how we postpone our happiness a lot. You know, we always put things ahead, like, okay, when I've reached this level, I will be happy. Or when I get to this level, I'll be content, or I'll be satisfied, or I'll think I've actually gotten to a particular state of serenity or joy. And we keep postponing it. And I used to do that a lot too. I say, when I graduate from secondary school, it's not like I'll say I'll be sad till I get there, but I'm not really enjoying okay, just staying in my, just having fun with my roommates or all those events we used to have, or just like, okay, yeah, when I enter university, this I'm going to be, this is what I'm going to do. Yeah. And the funny thing is that when you get to that university, you will now say, ah, when I graduate, ah, the kind of things I'll be, kind of place I'll be working, kind of workloads I'll be, you will just be, and that's like you, you will now be, ah, till I get married, ah, till I have children, ah, till my children enter school, ah, till my children marry, before you know it, your life is over. So what I'm basically saying is that life changes very fast. Okay, so seize this moment that you have now. Just assess what your life is now. You may be still in school, you might be married now, you might be, you know, working, whatever stage of your life you are now. I want you to take it and embrace it. You might be living in a one-room apartment. Embrace that moment. It's going to be a memory. Make the best out of it. Enjoy the people that are around you. Enjoy the faces that you get to see. Enjoy the food that you get to eat. Because it's not always going to be like this. It's going to get better. So make the best. Don't always be like always in anticipation of the better. And life just keeps going like that. Don't always. I'm not going to. How do I put this? That don't sound somehow. Don't over anticipate the future that you neglect the joy of the present, what you have now. I believe that your present is the greatest asset you have. Your past is behind you. You can't go back to it. Your future is ahead of you. Only God knows it. So what you have now is your present, is your now. So take that now and make the best. Enjoy the hell out of your today, I guess. Enjoy it. Enjoy every moment of it. The hardships, enjoy them. The joys, celebrate the little wins that you have. Just enjoy the now, because tomorrow it won't be like this, and then you might just be tempted to sit down and say, ah, those days I wish I was just a little more chill with life. I wish that I just took a little time out to just be happy in that moment. In that moment, just enjoy. As I'm single now, I just enjoy it. You understand? Not don't just be thinking of the future will come. Okay, let when it comes, we are aware. We will do what we want to do then. But now I am enjoying. I'm not in a hurry. I am so enjoying this moment of my life, and I think everyone should be as well. So that's just what came to my mind as I went through my old neighborhood, and this is episode number 7, Life Illustrated, Old Neighborhood. You can always follow this podcast on, don't mind me, I'm still nostalgic. You can still follow this podcast on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram at life_illustrated. Do well to listen to this podcast. Do well to download this podcast. Do well to share it with your friends. That would be awesome. So I will see you guys same time next week, Monday. Have a great week ahead. Bye.